So the person running for my congressional representative in 25 is Julie Oliver, and she won a 5-Democrat primary, so she is now running against Roger Williams, who is one of the wealthiest congressional representatives. He owns a used car dealership in Weatherford, and he's straight up Trump, and he never goes to town halls. In fact, years ago, some people became famous, some people from Indivisible, in fact, because they had a town hall with Roger Williams and just used a cardboard cutout of him because he refused to even respond to their request to appear, and that's his own constituents.
Wow. And this is for the congressional office.
Right. So if this is like Joseph Kopser's running for 21, Julie Oliver's running for 25, and it's so great when I see them speak together because he epitomizes the masculine idea of strength and she epitomizes the feminine idea of strength, and they each have a little bit of the other.
What do you mean?
Well, he's West Point. He's like, I'm not afraid of Trump. Julie is a mother of four that ran away as a teenager, became pregnant, and lived in abandoned buildings and had to steal food to eat. She stole ice cream sandwiches. Her mother took her back, and she, through a lot of government assistance, was able to complete high school, college, and law school, and she's been a tax attorney for a big hospital organization for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
So her issues are health care and reforming people's behavior through taxes. Like, she really wants to get dark money out of Congress, and the way you do that is she doesn't take any PAC money, just like Beto. And the way you can maybe crush a PAC is instead of outlawing them, you just tax them 90%. You put that money into public health and public education, and it's no longer monetarily advantageous for people to hide their money in a political action committee. But her feminine strength is she talks about legislation from the heart of a mother. She got involved in politics because her son was born with a birth defect. So he has a pre-existing condition, and she literally said, I had to protect my son from Congress. So when Congress, including Roger Williams, wants to do away with the Affordable Care Act and do away with helping people with pre-existing conditions, you know, that spoke to, as she says, the mama bear came out. So that's why she is relentless. It's a 13-county district. It goes from Austin to almost the edge of Fort Worth, and she just drives up and down. She's put 40,000 miles on her car. And she had a grassroots campaign where she just knocked on doors. And no matter what party you are in, what affiliation you have of anything, what age you are, she just wanted to connect. And that's why she beat out all the people with the slick campaign managers, because she ran an authentic campaign.
Well, I'm really glad you explained a little bit about who Julie Oliver is. It sounds like you are voting for her. Did you already vote?
Yes, I did. And I was lucky enough to live in her district, so I got to vote for her. I volunteered for her and blocked walked for her. And we become buddies, so I really, really have enjoyed the friendship I've made with her. And I've met some other candidates, too, like Kim Olson, who's running for Texas Agriculture Commissioner against Sid Miller. She's an excellent candidate. And for those of us who aren't that familiar with what the Department of Agriculture does, as Kim Olson says, y'all eat right, y'all wear clothes right. Well, that's agriculture. She's a retired Air Force colonel, and she was the first woman to be allowed to fly combat missions. She broke the glass ceiling for women in the Air Force. She's also a fourth-generation farmer and a beekeeper, and she's gone to almost as many counties as Beto has, and she is no nonsense. And she's going to be governor one day, but we're right in the middle of some traffic, or near some traffic. The Department of Agriculture, when you buy your gas and you're charged per gallon, they regulate whether the gas pump is being honest when it tells you how many gallons you've used. When you weigh your produce at the grocery store, they regulate the scales so you're sure you're being charged the correct weight on your apples.
Yeah.
That stuff is no longer inspected because our current Department of Agriculture kind of blows it off because the leadership's poor. And Kim would make sure that's done correctly so we're not being cheated. She also wants to bring the internet to rural communities so everybody in Texas can catch up with the rest of us and have access not only to the internet for education, but also telemedicine, where, as Julie will also tell you, these rural hospitals are closing down, and if you're in labor, you can't drive 2 hours to go to a hospital in a big city.
Sure.
So if you can get a doctor on a computer hookup, then they can look at your records and they can advise people that are right there on the ground, and you can have access to medical care, even if you don't want to live in the middle of Dallas.
Yeah. Well, I'm so happy that you're knowledgeable about all these folks and you've actually met these people, these candidates.
Well, I've met them and everybody else can meet them too. They're dying to have people come to, they're coming to all of our towns. And if you look up any of them, you'll see where they're going to be and you can go see them. And it's, they're just like everybody else and they are really eager to talk to us. At least these candidates are, that some of the incumbents won't give you the time of day, but these guys, not only are they going to tell you what they're about, but they will answer your questions in an intelligent way.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sherry. Any parting thoughts for other voters who are considering some of the people you've been speaking about?
Well, it's obviously important to vote. Another candidate I'm real excited about is Mike Collier for lieutenant governor. In Texas, the lieutenant governor actually is more powerful than the governor because he or she controls which bills are actually going to get a chance to get voted on. So if they don't schedule them, the bill doesn't go anywhere. They call it killing the bill. So Mike Collier is a fantastic candidate. He's compassionate. He is an auditor. So he looks like a Republican, but acts like a Democrat. So he's a great candidate for that. And one of the most important races is Justin Nelson for Attorney General. Ken Paxton, our current Attorney General, is what? Indicted for security fraud for millions of dollars. He's the only indicted candidate or the first one to run for public office. And they're just holding off until the election. But we really don't want somebody indicted for federal crimes as our Attorney General. Justin Nelson's a UT law professor. He's very ethical and he's going to be fair to everybody. So that's another important race to make sure you vote in.